WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively out on the Crab Cake Trail and the Holiday Trail and the 30th Anniversary Trail. I'm calling some old schoolers before the week is over. Kenny Albert's going to be stopping by, Andy Mueller, Ray Bachman. I have unearthed some 1990s gems. This guy has gotten a crab cake lately. We had a crab cake up at Conrad's, which was fantastic, by the way, up in Abingdon, in his neck of the woods, although he services roofs all over the area. I am drinking my Royal Farms coffee this morning out of the Cole Roofing mug. Hey, mug looks pretty good for me, having beaten this thing up the last 10 years. Bill Cole is here from Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy, fresh off of listening to my Martin Air podcast. You know, you have inspired a whole leadership conversation around here, Cole. Congratulations for that.
He inspired me. Like, I shared that with a bunch of people on my leadership team. I'm like, you want to hear a guy who is passionate about what he's doing and how he's changing his business? Like, listen to Martin talk about it. Like, he's changing the vocabulary, right? They're going from boring mechanical to healthcare technology. Like, I love all that. That's true, right? That's just like a totally refreshing way.
We don't have to accept in this country that people are going to get sicker and sicker and the hospitals are going to get fuller and fuller and cancer is going to get more prevalent and prevalent, right? Like, we don't have to accept that, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, I just thought Martin, the passion literally came through the truck's speakers, and your curiosity to kind of poke and prod helps everyone kind of like frame the discussion because, I don't know how many.
Well, I mean, like, no offense, you can't bullshit me, right? So like, that's where the poking and the prodding comes to say, all right, man, I've listened to every liar, every fool. I've had a notebook forever, blah, 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 quote, quote, quote. Explain this to me like I'm in seventh grade at Hollabird, 1979 in Dundalk, and I'm either going to buy it or I'm not. And yeah, that's sort of where it's all been. And I am definitely buying what he's selling because I've seen it in action, right? Like, sure. Our lungs, COVID, fresh air, what fresh air represents, Green Acres, all that stuff, right?
Just watching a cold work its way around your house or around the office or around, or
how miserable it is when your lungs don't function properly.
I think it is useful and important work to unpack these things. My hope for you, right, is that we convince the greater mass of humanity to, like, every now and then turn off the nonstop Christmas carols and listen to something that makes you just an ounce smarter or more, understanding.
Well, the thing I would say about Martin and all praise to him one way or another, but the thing that hit me on that piece was that we always walk into a room, we know the temperature. I like right now I'm wearing my Ravens jacket because it's a little chilly this way. It's supposed to snow. It never snows when they say it's going to snow, by the way. I'm blaming Marty Bass. If you see Marty, it's your fault. All right. So, so we change temperature, but we never walk in and say, I wonder what the oxygen level in here is and whether like my brain's going to be functioning at full capacity. Cause we all know that Snickers moment, as I talked about, we all know that, oh God, I feel so sluggish. And my wife always talked about stale air in the place she works. She's like, just the air's stale. And I'm like, I know what that means. We all like the air was stale at the newspaper when I worked on Calvert Street, especially when I worked at the News American. I mean, that building's been torn down 40 years. It was a 100-year-old building. I had the first studio I was in on Light Street. My God, cigarette butts and, just all of that. The air quality at Partners on Boston Street when I was hitting on girls in 1992 in a cigarette-filled room with a disco ball in an 8-foot ceiling. How about that? You like that? The disco ball was, if you were over 6'6", you couldn't dance because you would have hit your head on the disco. But the smoke, it was like the smoke billowing out of an Earth, Wind, and Fire, but it was coming down from the ceiling, right? That's before the zoo caught on fire.
I can't properly attribute this statement because I can't remember where I read it or heard it, but it's the reprioritization of the human species, right? Like, there's some capitalism tied into it and there's some society stuff, but like, we have spent so much time and effort making our chocolatier. We have 47 different versions of Coke, you know.
You seen the holiday ginger ales with the cranberry?
And here's something that for the better part of our lifetime, you know, we invented to a certain degree and then stopped.
What do you mean? Like, air conditioning? Once we got the temperature where we wanted, we're like, it's good enough. Hey, mold, humidity. Right. As we started this segment, I was telling you how dry, literally, the dryness from living up in the sky as I have the last 23 years. It's been an unbelievable battle for 4 months that I dump buckets of water into a humidifier here to not bleed all night when I do dishes, right? And I've never thought, I should get a guy like Martin in here and fix the humidity in here other than dumping water into a humidifier, which is all I sort of know how to do to make sure my skin doesn't fall off.
And he even hit on like the evolution piece, which I really enjoy when people sort of think about that. And
we've only been inside for a couple hundred years.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We were in caves and living under trees and out in the middle of the wilderness. Right. Exactly.
It's the same. It's a similar discussion around the food we eat, right? Like, you know, if you listen to people, I mean, we've only been eating grains for a certain 100 years or whatever. And that has to, all the sugar push and all the diabetes, like, well, that's because our bodies just haven't evolved to eat that way. You know, for thousands of years, we ate whatever we found.
But Bill, some stuff I see people eat doesn't look like food to me. Like, it's just literally not anything that I would ingest. And I no offense to people that eat jerky and eat, you know, just eat things like that. But I don't. Well, and the reason I don't, this is a temperature thing.
Talk about the Twinkies. Twinkie is, you really probably, I mean, think about that. That is not a naturally occurring substance.
That's an eternal cream. There's an eternal cream in there. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean.
But Twinkies are damn good, so I can't.
So are Ho-Hos and Ring-Dings. And, you know, I like them all. Tasty Cakes. I'm down. Bill Cole is here. He's Cole Roofing and Gordy Energy. I think we're going to talk football. I think. But I just wanted to say this about how we evolve, right? I either get a humidifier or my hands bleed, right? Because I can't do anything about the air. Until I fix the air, I'm not going to fix my skin, right? And I think the same thing would be said for, you know, any of life's problems, right? And sure. The COVID thing to me, the interesting thing to me is going out societally, and this is very Trump and very political and very vaccine or anti-vax or my kids wearing a mask or they're not, like, or they're, my kids in school or they're not, all these things you and I have had over, I mean, we're 20 months into this plague. So every 3 months there was another sort of drama with all of this, but there is a, how fast people are driving, right? I mean, we've all seen somebody doing 100 miles an hour on 695 by now in a way that, like, we didn't drive like that in 2015. I mean, forget when I was 12 and the 1980s and all that. I'm just talking about how society's changed. But being cooped up alone and wanting to go out and interact with people again, and the mask thing where, like, I've been with people and not recognized them. I've been called ma'am at, you know, everywhere I am because my hair is long and they can't even see my face. And then they hear my voice and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, please, it's okay. You know, it's good. I'm wearing a mask. You're not supposed to know what I look like. My hair's long. So, gender bending everywhere we go. But how isolated we've all become to maybe enjoy, you know, this as company, right? Or the television or the Zoom. Like, you, I think you and I talked about this with Eric Sauer a couple weeks ago. You and I have Zoomed 80 times
a lot. Yeah.
And 80 times since the plague, probably 80 times. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's evidence of 70 of them. Right. So, you know, we record these and we've been in a room together twice that I can count. Once at Accelerant, maybe we passed the ship somewhere and I don't remember it a year ago, but probably not because I was only going to the Y's and home and whatever.
Three times.
Where was the third one? Baseball game, something?
No. I came and looked at something for you.
Oh, we met out at the radio station. That's right. I had a roofing issue. Okay, fair enough. Well, that's a legitimate business. So we've been in a room together three times, but we visit, and there's some ambient. And when I see you, it's like I'm seeing you right now. Right. I think it's different now. At least it is for me. And maybe this is being me being an old dick. You know, I don't know. But like being out amongst people where there's haggle, to fight for parking, to fight with people, to fight to get in line, to endure a-holes, to endure the people who aren't wearing the mask that are being jerks, the people that cut you off in traffic, the people, that all the nags of Christmas, right? The 12 pains of Christmas, right?
I'm getting back.
Boy, after sitting around here, and this is my wife too, right? So I'll throw her under the bus in this one. She's in her pajamas all day for like 2 years. So like just putting sweatpants on becomes like a, is this going to be a bigger hassle? And then there's, do I got to get in the car? Do I got to do my hair? Do I need to shave? Like there's really like a, is it casual Friday? You know, all of this stuff. So much has changed. And I've noticed this about being out at the Crab Cake Tour, right? Because I'm out every Friday. I was at Pappas last week in Baltimore County. I was in Anne Arundel. I've been all over the state. The fact that workers are harder to get, we'll all agree with that, right? Like everybody's got help wanted to sign up. Everything's happening slower. When I was in Chicago, Bill, you'll love this. I went to this place, and I don't want to say that it's a family diner. And it's a breakfast diner, and it's in downtown Chicago, and it's kind of famous, okay? And I got taken there, and it's a total eggs and bacon place. It's nothing Gucci. Gucci's chocolate chip pancakes, as far as – and that pumpkin pancake. There was nothing specialty omelets. It's just ham and eggs, Denver omelet, little diner. The place has been there 100 years, and it's packed. Sunday morning, the Bears are playing the Ravens. The weather's kind of iffy. Line out the building. Everybody's cold getting in. Everybody's trying to mask up because Chicago's got problems and all sorts of problems, same problems we got, right? So the woman, little old lady, stops in a diner that's 120 people packed, asses and elbows, packed, cramped in, little old school, built in the 40s diner. And she said, I just want to stop everybody and thank you for coming for breakfast today. We're a little understaffed. Everybody's understaffed. Things are coming slow. Have a sense of humor. Get to know your neighbor. Like, it was like being at church, you know? And it was like this old school thing. And I'm like, well, I haven't been anywhere where that's happened. Guys, I haven't been anywhere where there's been a room of people where you could sort of ding, 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 ding. Even your Accelerant event was one of the first times I went inside where there's that 300 people or whatever. And I'm there, and I thought, this is sort of the Cole Roofing, Cole family, the Aparicio family, the local shout out to Ed Hale and Lawson and his family, family businesses, family local businesses. And there's a touch about that that made everybody sort of be like, well, I can't bitch at my 60-year-old server who's running around here and has worked here for 30 years at 9:30 in the morning on a Sunday and be an asshole. You know what I mean? There's a little part of that that on a Sunday morning you take with your day, whether it's the hot dog vendor at the stadium, the ticket taker, the traffic you're going to sit in, the frisk down you're going to get, the tub and rug you're going to get trying to get into the building with clear bags because they don't want to make sure you don't have a bomb. You know, there was Kyle Rittenhouse week in the Midwest when I was out there. So Chicago was on lockdown because the trial was the day before. So there's all of this going on, right? And there's just a less tolerance for all of it to some degree, that the more we were left alone, the more like getting curbside from the Beaumont and coming home and just hanging out and eating it on the porch doesn't sound like it sucks going into winter, right? So I just think there people are less – I think – more happy with their own company if you made it through the pandemic and it wasn't. And listen, I'm not talking about trauma because I've had House of Ruth on. I've had, you know, all of that. But being left alone and getting your work done on Zoom, not having kids, dogs barking, all of that, a little bit of your space in some sort of Tokyo way, you know, my own little corner of the sky, like Pippin, right? Like having that is – blessed at this point. And I think people like being, I mean, I know I feel that way. I feel like everything's more of a hassle and I'm less tolerant of all of it. And therefore I'm more appreciative when I get a really quality experience. You have to go seek it out. I'm out seeking things, but I think people are happier staying home, and that's not, I don't know that that's healthy.
Well, I think we, this is a, that was a great piece that you can just set on the side and save. Because I can't totally determine what phase we're in, because, you know, remember, this was only going to last 2 weeks.
Well, the first phase was the fear phase. I'm going to catch this disease and die. That's first. Or give it to someone, or my mother's going to get, right? So
I just,
it's
I
a plague. Your life is at stake. Ask Herman Cain. You know what I'm saying? Like, ask some of these people.
I don't think anybody anticipated 3 years. And that's what everyone keeps telling me, right? Is like, no pandemic has ever outlived 3 years. So we have that as sort of like a potential finish line. I mean, look, I think
no society's ever said, ah, that polio thing, that Salk guy's a crook. You know what I mean? Like that we don't do that in this country except now.
I think there will definitely be lots of books and research and unpacking. I totally agree with your perception. Like, When
what percentage of the 105.7 listener knows who Salk is?
None.
Okay. If I just dropped that over there, I just was wondering. So I just was throwing that out. So
when everybody went home, I still came to the office and it was, dare I say, glorious. like, do you know what it's like to drive down 95 at 6 o'clock in the morning and there not be any cars on the road? like it is mind blowing. It was so cool. In a weird, disturbing way. Like, I used to take different routes to work because you could go any way you wanted. You could come down Harford Road and go all the way through. You could come down York Road and go all the way down to Greenmount and North Avenue. And you just weave your way through town to get to the other side. It was awesome. I mean, you had to embrace it, right? Like, sure, everybody's scared. Sure, everybody's home. But I had to get to work. So I just, you know, you make things up. I have come full circle now where I was in that place where you were, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Look at all them people. Look, oh my gosh. Like, I can't even get a parking spot. I'm not going there. You know, all that. And then, you know, you just sort of get a little bit of perspective and you're like, it's okay. Like, you couldn't even do this last year, so let's give it a try.
Oh, I'm low key about all of it, right? Like, and wearing the mask, and like, I'm good with all of it. I'm just saying, in general, I think I don't necessarily need to be with people in the way that I always felt like I needed to be with people in regard to sitting in a stadium, high fiving other people, like. The sports part of that, you know what I mean? Like that and it's not even like I sit around at home and watching hockey games or even football games, but there is a part of it where like, oh, if I move to the suburbs, Raven fan, PSL owner for 25 years, how am I going to feel at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning about driving down, even as a media member with a parking pass and traversing it? And then when the game ends, having traffic that I've never considered for 18 years, that I'm going through that when I move in January, the playoff Raven games are going to be a different experience for me, in the same way that going to see Genesis in Philadelphia last Friday night, which I really wanted to do one last time, was an effort, you know what I mean, on my part. And seeing the Rolling Stones is an effort. Seeing the Eagles was an effort. And I loved all of it. Seeing Alanis Morissette was an effort. I mean, James Taylor. I mean, all of these great experiences. And then there's the – would I go through the effort to go to a Washington Capitals game? Would I go through the effort of going to an airport right now and flying with a mask on for 18 hours to get to Japan only not to get in? You know, so these things that – I have friends looking for vacation ideas and stuff like that. I don't even – like, I can't even think like that right now. You know what I mean? Like, it is a strange time going into this winter over the next 3 or 4 months to say, where's this variant? Where are we coming out of this? But the part about people gathering, right? In certain places, at college football games, bowl games, you're going to see people gathering. I'm not anti-gathering about masking or the variants. Cause I don't have my third shot yet, and I need to do that, right? And I will do that soon. But I think it's evolution. More about being out amongst people. Being home alone didn't suck. You know what I mean? Like, for me, it didn't.
Right. So to unpack the being home part, like, I think there was an initial reaction for people who all of a sudden are stuck and they're looking at their spouse or their kids or their situation, where they live, all of that, right? Like, I only needed to, I only used to sleep here. Like, I was never in the house. I was never around my wife. I was never trying to take care of the kids, whatever.
Well, it's like your friend David Noel when I got my desk here, right? He, you know, your kitchen table on day four, you figured out that that's not a working space for you, right? Literally.
And for many people, I think it was, you know, really traumatic. And, you know, that's where the divorces came from. For some, that's where the new baby came from, right? Like, hey, there's nothing else to do, so let's procreate. But I think you get into that phase two of the pandemic, and now what you're hitting on is like for
fatigue.
Those,
fatigue was the word, right?
Right. But what you're describing is the is pushing through the fatigue to the point of comfort. It's like, okay, we now work through whatever that stuff was that we didn't really know about that person we lived with, or like that thing that's really annoying that I never really had to deal with, we dealt with, and now we're over that. So now some of the uncomfortableness of being in your own home or being around your spouse or kids, you had to work through that. And if you put the energy and effort in to figure that out, and those people are now more present in their home life, because really they were avoiding it, right?
If you're having a better Christmas in 3 weeks with your wife, family, yes, with your interior family, with the people you live with, whoever that, or you're even your neighbors, you know, you're having a stocking stuffer with, hold on, let me plug the Maryland Lottery, because I have scratch off tickets here that I'm going to be giving away at Costas as well as at the Beaumont this week. So come get some scratch offs. That if you have that, whoever you're stuffing your stocking with, right? Whoever's that important in your life, if you have a better relationship with them now than you did at the beginning of the pandemic, because when you were frightful or fearful, you Zoom with them from Ohio or wherever they live. Remember when reaching out and touching someone, my mother would call Ann Orlene after 6 p.m. because it was 12 cents a minute instead of 24 cents a minute. And just to feel that, you know, seriously, right? We had this plague. And I talked to Jen about this when she had cancer the first time, because she got cancer in 14. And it was right around that time where Skype, video conferencing, FaceTime, phones, iPad. Had she had cancer in 2009, she wouldn't have had an iPad. In 2014, she had an iPad that functioned, that allowed her to see her family, see her cat, see me. In 2008, she would have been sequestered and she would have had a phone, maybe, right?
Right.
So the communication, and I saw that with her illness and how effective the touch can be, right? Even if the touch is this touch, I think that the people that during the plague, whether it was Ed Lauer playing music at 3 in the morning on my Zoom, or Ray Bachman, my wife annoying the hell out of me with Ray Bachman. I'll let him know when he's on the show next week on my 30th anniversary that his trivia nights from his basement with everything in reverse because he didn't know how to like change the camera and stuff. Like,
but it was good enough, right? Because he didn't have anything else to do.
Dude, she was watching that instead of Alex Trebek, and he was about to die. So, you know, that was her trivia, was Ray's trivia. I'm like, put on Jeopardy, for crying out loud.
Right. My hope for people is, to your point about finding comfort.
She said Ray was only on Saturday. She just came in the studio. She's right about that. Right. Sorry about that, Ray.
Well, that's all right. Maybe you get him on the reruns, right?
Now.
You
we didn't have any Saturday Night Live. We had Ray Bachman.
Right. Oh, good for Ray. I think my hope for people is that they dealt with and just managed through some of the things that were holding them back from being more engaged in their family, right? Uncomfortableness around, you know, being a dad or being a mom, and or uncomfortableness about being a husband or a wife. And
how about this? As your family had fruitcake,
Fruitcake? Mm-hmm. Probably not.
So share some fruitcake with your family. You know what I'm saying? Like, go get some, like my mom's. Go to Wise, because the fruitcake looked okay there. I haven't. I'm going to eat it next week on the air as part of, like, you know, my shtick.
I think I'm going to bring a pumpkin roll to you, right?
Oh, no, I love pumpkin roll. I already know I like that. And I don't need any more. Pumpkin was so last month. That's so November. I mean, you don't bring me that. Give me some eggnog premium ice cream from Wise. It'll be good. But, like, and I say that sort of in, I don't know. We're all going to watch A Christmas Story, right? We're all going to shoot our eyes out. We're all going to watch the dog eat the roast off the you know, off the – look, the family unit and all that part of this, if you're spending this time of the year with people you love, share some fruitcake. Do something new. You know what I mean? Like, bring in that conversation. And I would agree with that, that the plague has – figured out your kid's soccer schedule and made it even more important this year because it was taken away last year, right? So I think all of that's going on this year too, that the new normal is still difficult for a lot of people.
Again, I told my 11-year-old this morning, the two things you can control are your effort and your attitude, right? And like, whether it's on the court or in the classroom, you know, your effort and your attitude, how you pick up your teammates, how you pick up the people around you. Those are all decisions that we make every day. And to your point, all these things through the pandemic, it's all in your decision on how you choose to approach them. Can we all sit around and bitch about it? Sure. I mean, I'm as good a bitch about stuff as anybody, right? I can complain with the best of them. But honestly, those problems are still there at the end of that discussion. So what are we going to do about it?
My wife and I were going to the holiday party on Tuesday night. And, you know, we're moving, so it's very emotional. We're, you know, leaving people we like and people we've seen in hallways for 20 years. Very, very nice people. And they're like lifetime invite back to the holiday party or whatever. And we're walking out the door, and my wife and her sister last Christmas, so the plague was 8 months old then, made holiday masks. You know, they look like, if I put one on, I look like a Christmas present, right? Like literally, right. It looks like holiday wrapping, red and green and gold and bows and candy canes and Christmas lights. And my wife's been wearing them, and she's got makeup, so the inside's all gross. I'm like, I'm not putting that on. She's like, no, this one's clean. And I'm like, all right. And I got a really big head, as it's been known, right? So the mask, like they pull on my glasses, they're a pain in the ass. I don't need to tell anybody that masks are a pain in the ass. They are, but they're necessary. And, you know, so she starts in on the, hey, do you want the red one or the green one or the white one? Or, and I'm thinking to myself, this is where we are, 2 years into a plague that we have to figure out now. It's December 8th. It's not enough to have lights, spend money, Christmas music, Mariah Carey, you know, singing care. It's all of this. Now we have one more accoutrement to our holiday experience, which is, do you want the, we're going to like ugly holiday sweaters. So like the Chaucers got a ugly holiday sweater party Saturday over in Highland Town. I'm thinking of, you see my ugly holiday sweater, right?
Yeah.
Santa pissing off the roof.
Yes.
Good for coal roofing. Think about that branding. There's branding with that.
I just want to go on the record. I will remain a diehard disposable blue surgical mask guy. I will not deviate from that position. That is my position.
You don't have one that says Cole Roofing on the side like your logo?
We do. We have. There's lots of them, sure. And I've gotten them from friends and all that.
You gave me one of the goiters.
I am totally not cool with my grill being an advertisement for anyone. That's uncomfortable to me. And quite honestly, I want us to be better humans so that we don't have to walk around with masks on. So for as much as a understanding of the mask thing as I am, I mean, I literally coach basketball with a mask on the whole time. It cannot be any more like try hollering at people and getting them to do what you want with a mask on. I'll wear the mask, but damn it. Like, my kids' generation and they're scientists, like they're going to be better at this. They're going to be better at this. We're not going to have to do this. We're going to be able to not create barriers between humans because we're going to figure it out better in the future. So I'll always be there. And that's why I'm always going to wear a disposable mask because I'm ready to throw it away.
I'm calling my dudes over at Strategic Factory, and I saw this in the Chicago airport, Bill, and it was a great idea. It's a woman. So I'm walking through Midway Airport, coming back from the game 2 weeks ago. It's before I blew my back out trying to drive to Philadelphia and didn't make it to Pittsburgh, right? So a woman's coming at me, and I'm looking. She's got a mask on, maybe, but I see her face. She's the only person in the airport. She had a mask that was the bottom of her face.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
So I'm like, that's – and she's smiling. Right. And I'm thinking to myself – I said to my wife, I'm like, look, I don't want anything for Christmas. And she said something to me last night. This is hilarious. I have blueprints of my radio station, and she said, take it to Kinko's and get a copy. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no more Kinko's. And I laughed about that. I Googled Kinko's and FedEx popped up, and I'm thinking, now I'm about to say to you, I remember I used to go to Kinko's. Oh, yeah. And you could get things made, calendars made and canvas art made. Because I did this 20 years ago after we got married. I made a big, beautiful canvas thing for my wife for Christmas. And I'm thinking to myself, where am I going? Maybe Strategic Factory. I want to get the mask where it's the bottom of my face, unshaven, maybe like today, you know, so I don't look good.
That's exactly where my head went. If I got a mask that had like my facial hair groomed properly, then I would literally never have to groom my facial hair ever again.
Perfect. You could grow a bush under there.
Yeah, that would be just fine for me. One less thing I have to worry about. I am all about that.
Every time I grow it, it gets itchy. So, you know, I go with the foo now. Bill Cole is here. He is Cole Roofing, Gordian Energy. Do you want to say anything about the Ravens? Because, I mean, we're going to, like, talk Ravens, but, like, you got to go, I got to go. But, like –
I mean, I just been telling people, like, last week we were the first top seed in the AFC or whatever, and we are a bad team. And if they, like, anybody who watches football knows that you're not supposed to have as many injuries as we have and still be the number one seed. Like, kudos to them for piecing it together for as long as they have.
I've had five people talk about Harbaugh being coach of the year.
I'm really afraid of, like, a death spiral right now where, like, the air just completely comes out of it. I mean, I'm really, really scared of that, but
I don't think they're going to lose five in a row, but I do think it's going to be hard for them to win.
I do. But let's just try and find the good in all this. That's what we're talking about this morning. We got to see guys that we have never seen before, some new names, some new players, some that you're excited about, some you don't care whether they ever put the purple on again, whatever. But
dude, I want to see J.K. Dobbins and Ronnie Stanley and Marlon Humphrey, you know, 100%. And Marcus Peters. And yeah. But and if they're not there, there's, you know, there's a built in ceiling for my belief system. There's a ceiling.
Totally. What's the rookie receiver that finally got healthy and is playing now?
Bateman.
Yeah. So like that, I think that's a little gem there. Like I've been pretty impressed with him. He kind of folded right in. So that's cool. I don't know, you know, I mean, it's Devontae Freeman and what's the guy from New Orleans that we – Latavius Murray. Like, okay, whatever. Like,
well, look, the Costin Harbaugh are not going to stop trying. You know, they're not sure. – and they still got the quarterback who at various points can put – you know, can get in the phone booth, but
– and despite what the score from, you know, the Pittsburgh game tells you, I am really glad we are not them. Because they are a really, really bad football team. So, and you know, anybody can win on Sunday, and it's tough to win in Pittsburgh, and I get all that. And good for you, John, for going for two. Like, I've seen enough overtime. Let's just go for it. Come on. It was the right call. We should have did it. We should have won. It's fine. Maybe that comes back. That's like an important learning.
No, dude, at the moment, I kicked the field goal not knowing what you now know that he didn't have quarterbacks, right? Like, so what he knew. So, you know, in real time, I didn't question. In real time, I said, I can't wait to ask him why he did this. Not, he's an idiot, you know, like, yeah.
You just got to love it. And look, for 3 or 4 or 5 years, however long we've been doing the Lamar thing, they've been bucking the trends, bucking what people think are the rules, and it has had success. Hasn't translated to the Super Bowl, which is fine, but it has had success. So, you know, they're fun to watch, even if you don't know who half the people are.
Yeah, who's that guy? Yeah, exactly. He's Bill Cole, Cole Roofing, Gordian Energy. He does roofing things for businesses and needs. You can reach to him and his army of energy as well. Happy holidays, dude. I hope you're here next week and the week after that. I'm at Costas next week. Why don't you come by and have a crab cakes? My 30th anniversary. Make a little time and, you know, I'll get you a little half and half soup or certainly the best spinach you've ever had, for sure.
Yeah, it was fun being out with you, and I'm going to try and do it again.
15th.
It's just nice to get around people, and it reminds me of, like, the 90s. Like, it reminds me of, like, Monday nights out at the barn, or, you know, just has that air of people coming out to, like...
Dude, we had a really good time at Pappas last week, too, by the way. I mean, Mike Borda came out, Leonard Raskin came out, Jim Reese came out, John Kelly came out, talked about his cycling event. I got to meet Justin and Steve from the Pappas family, just set up under the Christmas tree in the little lodge. It was great. And we're still shipping crab cakes, by the way. Fadley's is shipping, Costas is shipping. If you want to ship for the holidays, take care of our friends, our families, Fadley's and Costas are there. They're a click away. The real thing. Billick every year orders from Costas and Fadley's and serves into his family out in Ohio. So we'll be all about it. But hey, man, appreciate you. Onward and upward, man. Have a Baltimore positive day.
Enjoyed it. Thanks, brother.
There he is, Bill Cole, Cole Roofing, and Gordian Energy hanging out. All of these wise conversations brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We are letting ourselves play at the Beaumont in the Ville on the 9th. By the time you hear that'll probably be in the books, and you'll hear me talking with Don Moeller and half of Catonsville about holiday-oriented things and music. Also, at Costas on the 15th in the afternoon, I don't know who my guest starts. My 30th anniversary. Kenny Albert's coming on this week, Ray Bachman, Andy Mueller, a bunch of old friends. I'm reaching out to just... I'm unloading the Rolodex this week for the 30th anniversary and the holidays. We are WNST, AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.